Well, thank God. I'll tell you, I wished every child of grace could really, conscientiously, sincerely understand that we're all going to see Him. We're all going to appear before Him. Some of God's children are going to be ashamed. They're not going to be glad to see Him. They're going to be ashamed. I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want to be ashamed. I remember what Solomon said one time, I believe it's in the 6th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe it's in the last verse. He said, for who knoweth what is good for a man in this life? Who knoweth what is good for a man in this life? Friend, I'm so glad that God has taught me a little bit about what is good for a man in this life. And I was thinking as Brother Orville was talking, Brother Orville, the thought that was upon you, we could confine it to a proud spirit. I'm looking, it's not good for a man to be proud in this life. I guess the best thing that I can think of right now, answering Solomon's question here, would be for men to humble himself. Well, in Micah, in the book of Micah, let's see right quick, I believe it's in the 6th chapter of Micah, I want to read from Micah, the 6th chapter. I believe we'll start with the 7th verse. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man. Thank God I'm glad of this. I appreciate this, Lord. I really thank God, O my soul. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doeth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Thank God, O my soul. Friend, now, Micah has answered, he has answered the question that Solomon asked. I won't turn to Ecclesiastes. I think this is in the 6th chapter, the last verse of Ecclesiastes. Right. For who knoweth what is good for man in this life? Friend, I'll tell you what. I believe Micah answered it, don't you? It's good. We've been shown what is good. And we've been shown what the Lord requires of us. And what He requires of us is to do justly. That's a big statement, to do justly. That means to treat everybody right. You can't make anything else out of it. That means to treat everybody right. And you see, if you treat everybody right, what is right? So many people today don't know what right is. Friend, if you treat me right, you will not shun me if I do wrong. You won't even pity me if I do wrong. Did you know that's Bible? If I'm sinning in the sight of God, and you do justly, you'll rebuke me openly. Friend, listen. Why, Paul charged Timothy, he said, them that sin rebuke before all that others might fear. And we see what the men of God did in the olden times to our forefathers. And they did it publicly and openly. And friends, then we see what God did to them people who were warned, who did not take the warning. And we see what God did to those people who did accept the warning and do something about it. All right, we find that it's the will of God for us to do justly and to love mercy. Yeah, we're to come boldly under the throne of grace and stay there till we obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we'll never find this grace to help in time of need until we obtain mercy. Because, friend, we're all fallible beings. Man, the natural man in his best state is altogether vanity. Man in his best state. So therefore, when we come to the throne of God, we first have to obtain mercy. If we haven't obtained mercy before we get there, we'll never receive and find grace to help in time of need until after we obtain mercy. All right. And to walk humbly with thy God. I like that, don't you? Walk humbly with thy God. Now, we see in the scripture right now, we're seeing people who walked afar off. We see people who have even forgot that they were purged of the old sin. We see people who are fiendly. We see people who, their love, Paul said, let love be without dissimulation. That word is pretense. We see people today, Brother Orville, in this sin-cursed land. We've got it all, and when we try to shun it and call evil good, you see, we're not careful, we'll call evil good. And it's just as bad to call evil good as it is to call good evil. So my friend, now listen, it's just as bad to condemn the righteous as it is to justify the wicked. Both of them are abomination in his sight. So my friend, let's look at the other side of the picture. I'm glad today that we have both sides of the picture, and they're plain. If it's God's will for me to walk humbly with my God, it's against God's will for me to be proud. If I walk humbly before God, I remember studying this years ago in Greek and Hebrew, and humble means to bow the knee. Friends, you'll never be able to walk before God pleasing unless you're a knee bender. Now, humble means to bend the knee, bow in reverence to Him, bow in reverence to His Word. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. That's what it means. It means to bring down. You got to bring this old natural man down. Greater is He that's within you than he that's within the world. This old natural man is within the world, and he's of the world. But my friend, now listen. It means if you walk humbly with your God, my friend, now listen. You'll bring this old natural body down. And Micah said, walk humbly with thy God. So my friend, you cannot walk with God. Friend, with sin in this natural body. You listen, I'm talking about it raining. Sin's not taken out of the natural body, it's condemned in the flesh. But my friend, you must not allow it to reign. That means to have its way and authority and show its power in your life. You must bring it down into subjection like Paul did. He brought under. And you see, that means bringing it down. It also means under. Paul brought his body under subjection. He brought it into subjection. He kept it under and brought it into subjection. And it means subdue. You got to subdue your passion, the passion of the flesh. You got to subdue the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. This is up to you to do it, my friend. So if I walk humbly with my God, friend, what will I do? I will keep this body under. I will bring it into subjection to the will of God by subduing my passions, by subduing the lust of the face, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which war against my soul. All right. That's what I must do to walk humbly with my God. I should do it. I must do it if I walk with God. All right. Now, proud. I'm looking at some scripture right now. Too many to think about mentioning over this broadcast. On both sides of this thought, and I hardly ever have two sides, try to look at two sides, but I don't understand God's will. This is his business. Proud, friends, there are six things the Lord hates. In the sixth chapter of Proverbs, down about the 16th and 17th verse, there's six things the Lord hate, yea, seven abomination in his sight, and the first one is a proud look. So, my friend, a proud look. That word proud, I remember it means arrogancy. And arrogancy means proud, and proud means arrogancy when you look them up in Greek and Hebrew. Arrogancy means majesty and highness. You see, a lot of people, they're so high-minded, they can't see the lowly people in this lifetime. Have you ever saw people that was proud? And I've saw people that are proud that didn't have 15 cents of their own, but that they were proud. Boy, I told one man one time, and I wished I could buy him for what he's worth and turn around and sell him for what he thought he's worth. Friend, it's a shame to be that way. That's a disgrace. God hates that, friend. God hates that. Don't ever allow, you see, proud means pride. Just simple pride means swelling. We call it big head, you know. All my life, I was reared on this. My parents, if there's a proud person, they say, well, they've got the big head. But that's what it means. Proud means swelling. So my friend, as I saw through the scriptures, I was to watch. I believe we'll go into Psalms. Let's see, the 31st chapter, down about the 23rd verse. I want you to listen. He said, I believe we'll get 22nd. He said, for I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Now, one time he said in his haste that all men were liars. Now James teaches you and I to be swift to hear and slow to speak. You see, he said in his haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. We're not cut off, my friend, as long as God hears our cry and answers. And don't never let your natural man tell you that you're cut off. As long as you can pray and talk with God, and God tell you what he's going to do, and God do that thing. Now, when you're talking with God, and God tell you what he's going to do, just as sure as he's on the throne, he'll do that thing. Now, if the God that you pray to tells you that he's going to do a thing, and he don't do that thing, that ought to make you and convince you that you're talking to a false God. Listen, friends, the God of this Bible will perform according to what he tells you. Now listen in the 23rd verse where I started. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, now listen, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Now God plentifully You see, he don't go lacking. He don't shortchange the proud doer. God bless your soul. I'm glad it's like this, aren't you? God plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Now, in my lifetime, you see, I guess I'm older than some of you people, but in my lifetime, I have watched proud doers, and I have watched God reward them for their doing. And I've saw this. Well, let's go in the Psalms, the 40th chapter, down about the 4th verse, I believe it is. Yeah. Now listen. He said, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud. Now, if you want to be blessed of the... Well, I'll have to give you some more scripture since I'll look at another scripture now. But now you listen to this. Friend, if you have respect to the proud, bless God, listen. You're not blessed of God. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Friend, when a person turns aside from God, he turned aside to lies, and the devil is a liar and the father of it. So he turned aside to the devil. So my friend, I cannot be blessed if I have respect to a liar or a proud man. You see, listen, I don't mind telling you people. Friend, I like to be able to speak with David and thank God I am. Blessed be the Lord which daily loadeth us with benefits. Friend, listen, here's a man that's blessed. The man that trusted in the Lord, and the man that respected not the proud, nor such a turn aside the lies. My friend, listen, I must get another scripture. In the 101st Psalm, listen, friends, I want you to pay close attention to this. I'm headed to the 5th verse. My eyes are looking at it, but I want to pick up the 4th verse. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Now he's getting himself right. Now this is what you got to do. You got to get rid of that froward heart. Now listen, in Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Now that's not all. Now, I want you to listen to this. Listen, the fear of the Lord is to hate pride. You see, pride is proud. The fear of the Lord is to hate arrogancy. And arrogancy is proud. That's the definition of proud. So, friend, the fear of the Lord is to hate all these things, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Now, that's the reason David said, a froward heart shall depart from me. Well, once he said, I've started after the joy that I once had. I've started after that peace of mind that I once had. I've started after that life that I once lived, that I could talk with God and see God poise and demonstrate his power and prove himself right in my face upon my enemies. Listen, my friend, that's what he's getting ready here. Now let's get to 5th verse. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look. I want you to get it. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. I just won't suffer a person like that. All right. If God won't suffer a person like that, they in for trouble. Are they not? I think you'll agree with me. I believe you'll agree with the Bible. They're in for serious trouble. Friend, listen. Well, let's go to another. While we're in the book of Psalms, I'm looking in the 119th Psalm. I want you to look down about, till you get there, it's about the 68th or 69th. I want you to listen. Here's what a proud man to do. This is the reason David, a friend, understood what he's going out to do. Listen. A proud heart will not I suffer. In the 69th verse, the proud have forged a lie against me. Now here's what a proud person will do. Now, friend, listen, if you got any pride about you, I want you to listen at what the book says you'll do. The proud have forged a lie against me. But I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Friend, listen. Don't let the proud cause you to turn from the precepts of God. In the 85th verse of that 116th chapter, the proud have digged. Now, did you get that? The proud have digged, E-D, pitch, pearl, for me, which are not after thy law. You'll never find a proud person after the law of God. It's just contrary to pride. Pride goes the way of the flesh. Pride pleases self. So my friend, it just won't do. God hates a proud look. In Proverbs, let's listen to what Solomon said. In the 25th verse, let's get to 24. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. I'll tell you what, friends, the wise man's looking up. And every time he looks up, he goes down. Just as dead certain his affection is centered on things above, he'll bend his knee. Listen at the 25th verse. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud. You better look out. I didn't think about this when I was playing the song, for me and my house will serve the Lord. If you're a proud person, you better look out. God said it. Do you believe he means it? God said the Lord will destroy. Solomon said it. The Lord will destroy the house of the pride, or the proud, or the arrogancy, or the proudly, or the sweating, or the highness. Oh, it means all that. Listen, friends. The Lord will destroy the house of the pride, but he will establish the border of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are abomination to the Lord. But the words of the pure are pleasant words. You see, my friend, you can just go, Solomon showed us the contrast here. I'm glad it's two sides to it. You can hear something. The 99 and 99, 100% of the time is two sides to it. Friend, listen. In Proverbs, while we're here, let's get the 5th verse of the 16th chapter. Listen, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone, not part of them. So these people, these proud religious people, friends, do you have the number? Do you believe the Bible? Listen, friends. I'm looking at, I can't leave this. I want to get back to the other side of this coin. Listen, friend, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. He shall not be unpunished. All right, let's go to my... I want you to listen at Malachi. in Malachi 3:15, I believe it is. And now we call the proud happy. I'll tell you what's the truth, friends. I believe it's 3:15. I'll tell you when I get there. Right. And now we call the proud happy. You see, if you don't know the Bible, if you don't have the spirit of discernment, that person is proud in heart. He's abomination in the sight of God. And if you don't know the word of God and have the spirit of discernment, you'll have to think that person's happy. Well, listen, friends, I'm so grateful that God's given you the Bible. And if he's given you eyesight to read it, you're without excuse. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. We're living in that day now. We got more proud people in the world than we've got humble people. My friend, listen, that's the reason God can't trust a lot of people. When the more than 15 cents there, they've got a proud spirit. And my friend, listen, God will not trust a person. Listen, that person is proud. Don't find himself and bring himself down. God will destroy his house. I tell you, it won't do, people. It just will not do. Listen, in Romans, listen, I want to turn to the book of Romans, get about the 30th verse where you can see how God places proud and what he puts it among. Now listen, here's 21 works of the flesh. And I want you to see in the 30th verse, backbiters is one of them. Haters of God is another one. Despiteful is another. Proud is another. Friends, listen. That person that's proud is a hater of God. You hate your family. You hate your household. You hate your house. Boasters. Well, I like going through that. In 2 Timothy, I want you to look again. In 2 Timothy 3, I want you to listen to what Paul said. Here's 20 more works of the flesh. And I want to give you two or three of them. The second verse, I just read the second verse. Well, now he's talking about perilous times. And I want you to know that we're living in those perilous times. We got more proud people today than we've ever had in the history of time. I'm covering a big territory. I'll say it in my lifetime. We got more proud people. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. That's one of them. Covetous. That's another one. Boasters. That's another one. Proud. That's another one. Blasphemers. That's another one. Disobedient to parents. That's another one. Unthankful. A proud person is not thankful. Friend, listen, he's not thankful. He's not giving thanks. He don't wake up in the morning and thank God for sending a guardian angel to stand over his bed while he slept and slumbered through another night and read, Lord God, I can't understand that, people. I'll tell you what's the truth. It's a vast difference between humility and a proud look. Listen, unholy, unholy. Well, let's get 1 Timothy 6 and 3 and 4. I want to connect 3 and 4 here. Paul said, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud. Thank God. Thank you, dear Father. Yay, people. Now, who's proud? He is proud, knowing nothing. What a mess he's in. Knowing nothing, comma. First, he's proud, comma. knowing nothing, comma. But, now what's that? But, listen, you people, you third graders own, you know English enough, but, dotting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmising, perverse disputing, here's another bunch of the works of the flesh. That proud man, he just lives in the flesh. Don't let him fool you. Brother, he may sing, he may pray in public, he might teach a Sunday school class, bless God, he might be the chairman of the board of deacons, but bless God, let me tell you something, friend, all in the world that man's doing is a walking after the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Listen, my friend, but there's a different side. I'd like to have about another hour right now. In Luke 18, I want you to look at another side of this. This is so true, my friend. 18, I tell you, this is talking about the parable of the Pharisee and publican. I'd like to give it to you, but I'll not have time. Jesus talking, he said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, watch it, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now, friend, back to Micah again. I'd like to refer you back to Micah 6:8. I'll not turn back to it. Oh, it's God's will that you walk humbly with your God. In Psalms, I want to pick up a scripture in the book of Psalms about the 9th chapter. I want you to look at this scripture. Think of it with me. 9. Well, let's skip on down to the main point. I'd like to get 10, 11, and 12, but the time got it. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. God does not forget the cry of the humble. My friend, when you're humble, God hears your cry, and he does not forget it. Many people, they have actually thought, well, God, he's forgotten the prayer. He's forgot that time I talked with him. He's forgot what he promised me. Not so, my friend. If you were humble, if you brought yourself down, If you brought this body under, if you had brought it into subjection to the will of God, and you had talked to God, and talked with God, friend, God is faithful. He won't forget your cry. Listen, my friend, you mothers, and it looks like God has forgotten your prayer. Don't you let the devil tell you that lie and make you believe it. Let's go to the 10th chapter there. 10 and 12. I'd like to get, let's read the 11. He that said in his heart, God hath forgotten. You see, if you're not careful, you'll say in your heart, God hath forgotten. He added his faith, he will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. You see, it's all right for you to tell God to not forget the humble, because God's already said he would not do it. It's all right for you to pray to God and tell him not to forget you. You're still the same guy. You're still the same woman, boy, girl, man. Listen, I'm the same boy. I'm the same needy creature that I was that time that you promised me, Father. Don't forget the cry. God won't do it. And it's in order for you to remind him. It's all right for you to pray like that. All right. Listen. Well, while we're in that chapter, let's get... Let's don't skip that 17th verse. He said, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Thank God, O my soul. Now that's him. That's the God of this book, people. And you can rely on him like that. Listen, in the book of Proverbs, there's much in the book of Proverbs. Let's go to the 16th chapter. Let's just get the first verse. I want you to listen now. 16:1. He said, the preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Do you believe that, friends? Now then, listen. Let's get the 19th verse. I'd like to read several verses here. Well, let's get the 18th. Pride goeth before destruction. Now, you see, pride is one of the definitions of proud. Now, whose house did he say destroy? Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Bless God, oh my soul, people. What a father we've got. Now then listen. Now, back in Psalms 30, let's go to Psalms 34. Let's get 34. I'd like to, this is a wonderful statement, and just as plain and simple so the little boys and girls can understand it. All right, now listen at him. In the second verse, let's get to, for I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Friends, when you are humble in the sight of God, and your soul makes its boast in the Lord, the other humble people will hear thereof and be glad. He'll do something to them, my friend. Just as sure as God's on his throne. Listen, my friend. Now, in that third verse, Almighty, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Now, that's what they'll say. Let's join in with them. Let's magnify the name of the Lord together. Praise God, oh my soul. In the 69th chapter, let's lift out a verse or two here. Get the 30th verse anyway. 69. Let's get to 30th. I'd like to start before that. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord. Better than an ox or bullock that hath horns or hoof. Now the 32nd where it started. The humble shall see this. They can see what's better in the sight of the Lord. Brother, God will never fail rewarding the humble. Listen, and the humble shall see this and be glad. And your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the prayer and despiseth not the prisoner. Thank God, oh my soul, people, what a God he is. Now listen, in Proverbs, let's go back to Proverbs. I'm looking at a scripture in Proverbs, the 29th chapter. I want you to listen to this. 29 down, I'll tell you, and I'll get there about 22nd, I think. I'm looking at it on the page. Let's get to 22nd. Listen to what it says. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Aboundeth in transgression. You take it. A furious man aboundeth in transgression. He just transgresses the law of God all the time. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall be upon the humble in spirit. Friendless honor, but honor. God will honor that humble spirit, people. Humble yourself in the sight of God. Under the mighty hand of God. God's blessing be upon each and every one of you in my prayer.